good, everybody? This is John Christopher, reporting to you from Chicago, Illinois. On today, August the 19th, 2019, it's been a minute since we've done our last pod, but, you know, it takes time to mount to greatness. So, yeah, so letting you know, we're going to be dropping a couple of episodes on a various arranging of topics, a lot of things going on since our last podcast, and our first two. So we're going to go in depth about some things, some serious topics, some sports-related topics, also some entertainment-related topics as well. So, so just really give you guys a heads up on what's going down, so you can tune in to hopefully one of your favorite podcasts or one of your favorite podcasters. So, yes, John Christopher once again. Chicago. Today is August 19th. So, yeah. If you hear me taking a break, I'm actually drinking some wine right now. Some sweet red, a little Gallo, a little light something, but it's a nice day in Chicago. About 88 degrees today on this August afternoon, so. Yeah, a lot's going on since last at our pod. I'm working a new job now, working at the airport, which I'm not gonna lie, it's an experience, but I'm really taking it all in. I have an everyday gig, something I count on to help build revenue, to help not only do the podcast more frequently, but also to invest into my fashion, because if a lot of you don't know, I'm an actual fashion designer, and I decided I had a lot of thoughts that I wanted to get out and get out to the world, you know, reach a couple of people, you know, whether it's 1, 2, whether it's 5, 10, whether it's 100 to 1,000, whether it's 1,000 to 100,000, a million people, whatever the case may be. You know, I just had a voice, you know, I just had to voice some things, you know, and which is therapeutic for me, but it also may be inspiring and enlightening for others. So, you know, so podcasting is not something that I'm you know, really heavily invested into, but, you know, it's something that definitely helps with my day-to-day activities, because it helps me, you know, gather some thoughts, even develop concepts, or really just, you know, talk about things that, you know, just, you know, I might be, you know, just, you know, baffled by, or some things that, you know, I might have some information on, I might want to, you know, share with others, you know what I'm saying, or just, you know, really just to have a, you know, a laugh or two about some of the things going on in the world, because, you know, it's a lot going on, and, you know, you want to keep, you know, be optimistic, and you want to also be, you know, positive, you know, remain positive despite whatever's going on. So, yeah, so this podcast is definitely one of those things for me. And I'm looking to do it way more frequently. But, you know, these are test runs. And, you know, we're getting some positive response from it. You know, as people have tuned in, and we wouldn't have thought it was tuned in. And you never know, sponsorships may be forthcoming. But, you know, that's one of the things that, for me working now, I'm able to, you know, pump more funds into it. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you have to depend on you. So yeah, you know, that's my spiel with that. I've been working for the last, man, all summer. Picked up a job and been getting more frequent hours, which, you know, my schedule changed. So now I'm off on, you know, Mondays and Tuesdays, which, you know, today is a Monday. So I just really literally woke, spent the whole first half of the day sleeping and kind of getting my rest in. So I got in about 4 o'clock, and now I'm just kind of winding out, like, hey, man, let me go ahead and see, you know, what's up, because people know what's good, the podcast. So, you know, that's what I'm doing today, and definitely might be something tomorrow that, you know, we may do, because, you know, I'm still doing the fashion thing. So we got, you know, Fashion Week coming up, New York Fashion Week in September, and then also we have Chicago Fashion Week in October. So, you know, I'm looking to, if not, do something definitely for Chicago Fashion Week in October, hopefully, you know, get away to New York for a second for Fashion Week, which would be monumental, you know, it's first step for me, and hopefully hopefully doing something in the future at Fashion Week, whether it's working Fashion Week, whether it's debuting something, whether it's going to some shows. So it's really, you know, just trying to take this, you know, as serious as possible, give it a, you know, a real, just, you know, just go hard, you know what I'm saying, for giving it a real honest try. And then at the end of the day, if I have to go back to corporate America, hopefully get a six-figure job, we can do that too. So, you know, there's my alarms going on. I got my new little Casio Data Bank watch. Shout out to Casio, man. You know what I'm saying? Pretty affordable watch. Looks, you know what I'm saying, really nice on the arm, man. Looks like I got an Apple Watch, you know, and I'm just flossing my little Casio joint. But, you know, it's all Gucci. Yeah, so what else is going on? Oh, yeah, so, you know, so we're definitely looking to do something for October, because Fashion Week, Chicago Fashion Week, starts around my birthday in October, which is the second week in October. So hopefully we'll do another vendor show, or we'll actually be debuting some pieces in the fashion show. So that's, you know, something that's forthcoming. You know, we're definitely going to have some products that, you know, we've been, you know, developing over the summertime. Because what's been happening is I've really taken a break, you know, because a lot of people don't know, last year, I lost my father on my birthday. So I've been dealing with that, well, in 2018, so I've been dealing with that for the last couple of months. And really what's been happening, really just creatively, I've just been kind of just taking a break, taking all in, being re-inspired, even working, because at this point it's not about the creativity, it's more so about the resources, the financial resources, in which, you know, I'm trying to base my business on, because the model is set, you know, it's able to, I definitely know we're able to make money doing this with fashion, you know, whether if I'm just printing t-shirts and just doing that, doing festivals and things like that, and, you know, that involves traveling, which I'm happy with, or if it's, you know, going full on creating garments and, you know, developing a fashion house, doing fashion shows in, you know, New York, or, you know, Milan, or, you know, London, you know what I'm saying, or what have you. You know, then I'm down with that, definitely, because, you know, that's my ultimate dream. That's what I look to do. I don't just want to, you know, just do this for the fame or for the clout, or, you know what I'm saying. You know, the money's great too, but, you know, the feeling of, you know what I'm saying, actually doing what you said you was doing, that you were going to do, that you dreamed of. I mean, that's nothing like it. So that's kind of like, you know, what we're really, you know what I'm saying, working, you know, and to do. So at this point, I've just narrowed it down to financial resources. So, you know, I have to reintegrate into corporate America to make sure that, you know, that goes. And working at the airport gives me, you know, access to just, you know, just hopping on that flight and just taking that chance, you know, hey, you know, Fashion Week, I'm off on a Friday, go out there Saturday, Sunday, go back to work, you know what I'm saying, spend that money on the ticket, because it's gonna be worth it. I mean, sometimes you just gotta take that chance. And so I felt, you know, it was a good opportunity. You know, I have, you know, definite hours, which means definite money. So if I spend some money on some products and developing some things, which we're definitely doing right now, I mean, I'm really just preparing for, you know, the end of this year, and then early next year. And, you know, it's like I said, it's a slow grind, but everything is building up to something I think that's going to be magnificent. And so if you didn't know, we did this past April, we did a 3-day vendor event downtown Chicago at the Water Tower with you know, a lot of different artists throughout Chicago, and it was a really, really good turnout for us. You know, we made some money, we were able to debut, you know, our shoe line officially. Our website was developed, and we did a soft launch for the website. We did you know, a tutorial with, you know, with kids, showed them how to make t-shirts and products on site. So that went very well, and just overall had a great time, and, you know, met some people. We did a couple of art installations, you know, shows, live t-shirt demo shows. So, you know, I just really, instead of, you know, just taking on more and more opportunities, I just said, okay, we're going to take on the right opportunities, get the right type of exposure, and hey, we just sit back and, you know, develop everything from there. So hopefully, you you know, we have 2020, a lot of things going to be happening in Chicago, state of Illinois, and only also in the USA in 2020. So we felt like, you know, preparing now for then is, you know what I'm saying, a good look. So, you know, at the same time, you know, I'm sitting there looking like, well, you know, these suppliers that I have are just itching, you know what I'm saying, to get new product, you know what I'm saying, in our hands and, you know, develop and, you know, work with us, collaborate with us. So we're grateful for that. So, which brings me around to the shoes that we debuted during Chicago Fashion Week back in April at the Water Tower. We did debuted our OG Prep Star, which has you know, Alpha Magna, which is our black suede and gold sole silhouette, and then we also debuted our OG Prep Star Concrete Jungle, which is our camouflage upper and our camouflage inspired, excuse me, upper. I'm giving away a little bit of information, but camouflage inspired upper and with earth tone with our camouflage sole. So those shoes went over well. We had a couple of buyers that invested in those. Shout out to my one of my best friends, Steven, who was actually bought the first pair of OG Prep Star Alpha Magna Lavas. So we got those actually in pursuit or en route to the United States, so they should be here first week of September, and we're excited for that. But we've also were selected as one of the designers to be able to have our minimum bypass, because first started working with our manufacturer in Italy. Our shoes are manufactured in Italy, for, you know, those who don't know. And so I've been one of the premier artists on, you know, for a manufacturer who develops shoes. So with my access and being one of the few United States artists to actually have access to this manufacturer, they've, you know, given me some, you know, real good help, you know, with, you know what I'm saying, developing my shoe, with actual, you know, the platform itself and, you know, actual getting the shoe from the manufacturer to the customer. So it's been a really, really good relationship. And over the 5 years, we've been developing, you know, different concepts, and we're officially really ready to, you know, to launch. So in April, we did like a soft launch, and, you know, we developed our product book, and we sold we sold the idea of the shoe developing to a couple of developers. To a couple of customers. And the whole thing behind that is, you know, to get work with organizations, because we had a minimum of 7 shoes that we had to sell before actual shoe went into production, to, you know, to meet production costs for our manufacturer. Because it's usually a high entry point into shoes. You know, that's why a lot of people, a lot of designers never really had shoe deals or even shoe manufacturers, because, you know, you really have to sell a large volume, you know what I'm saying, of units to really, you know, or have a, you know, money in escrow to really get enter into the shoe market, unless you have you know, a big name, you know, a manufacturer or a big name company, Nike, Adidas, or Puma, to work with you. But usually they give you, you know, with designers, they give you silhouettes that you're able to wear, you know, with different, you know what I'm saying, shoe styles or what have you, and you're able to just, you know, work with those. And, you know, but, you know, our opportunity came with being able to develop our own shoe. This, they gave us certain silhouettes to work with, but the particular shoe that I've been able to develop, in the way it was able to be developed, was actually specific to me, if that makes sense. So I was able to, they gave me the option to basically register my design to where no one on the platform can utilize the color scheme that we came up with, which was a blessing. And then we were the first to actually have access to the actual silhouette, which was another blessing. Again, I'm one of the few United States artists at that time to have that. So I've had this access with this manufacturer for about, 2014, so 2019, so it's been 5 years. And so, you know, we've gone back and forth with them, because we were one of course, and on the actual website to help develop the software. And I've always, championed the idea of doing, one-offs. I mean, I've developed a lot of my my business around doing, one singular item for a customer. And so, initially with the platform launched, you had to have, a certain volume to be able to sell. But then they also had the option of, if you pay this amount of money, you were able to actually develop your own shoe, which was, for me, not a significant amount of money. But a significant amount of money to where it's like it's hard for you to just come up with that money and say, okay, I want to develop a shoe that might not sell, but it's cool for me as an artist to have my own shoe, something that I actually came up, developed a concept for, executed that concept, and was able to, bring it into production and bring it into the world. So when they actually gave me the opportunity to, develop different concepts along with, work with different materials, I was, just like, oh yeah, we had to do this, but it was like, okay, you had to sell 7 shoes, and then they wrestled with the idea of just doing one-offs, but it was a high price point to do those, which meant, if a shoe cost $99 to manufacture, they sold it to you for $200, so they had to make some money, make back what you cost the manufacturer, plus make a little bit of money, and then now you have to, in turn, figure out a way from this point. Which, at the end of the day, most of my shoes now sell for $200 to $300. And I don't make a lot of money off of the particular shoe. Not as much as I would like based on that price point. But the option to be able to be one of the designers early on to when I seen Kanye say, okay, I'm about to go. When Kanye jumped ship from Nike to Adidas, I was like, yo, anybody who's a designer or has their own label has to have a shoe. I was like, look, you got to be working with a shoe company or you have to have your own shoe in lieu of what's going on. Because Pharrell was doing the Human Maids and he was working with Adidas. And then Kanye is on Adidas. And people don't really understand that was a movement. Everybody started popping up. Okay, this artist was doing the shoe. So I was really one of, the first independent artist to really do that at that time. Definitely here in Chicago, way before a lot of people were doing a lot of things with shoes. And shout out to, a lot of the different artists, but we all kind of saw what was leading. Like, okay, yeah, you can be doing t-shirts, you can do, the sweaters, you can do all those particular things, but if you're not working with some company, I don't give a fuck what company it is, and developing your own shoe, you're kind of behind the eight ball. So I jumped at the opportunity to work with a manufacturer, work directly with the manufacturer, and to be able to develop a shoe that, hey, as long as the money's there, the shoe is going to be made. It's not one of those like, oh yeah, I'm thinking like I have an actual product and I don't. It's like you have an actual product, have an actual manufacturer, and it was kind of like, whoa, it's like, I have my Nike deal. I grew up wearing Nikes, but, I've never, like I told a lot of people, I've never been given the chance to ever have an opportunity to get invited to a Nike design camp or, work with Nike or work with Adidas or what have you. Well, let me dial that back. I have met with Adidas reps more so. And I know a couple of Nike reps, but the Nike reps really wasn't, here's some free shoes. I've never gotten free shoes. I've always paid for any of the shoes I bought from Nike. And I don't mind because, again, Nike is a company that if I had an opportunity to work with, I would. But the fact that I have my own independent, to be able to stay independent, be able to have access to my own line, it's immeasurable. Nobody can really give you that. And so it's my manufacturer. I'm totally grateful for, to have them on my team and to have, access to, again, Italy. World renowned, and in terms of fashion, in terms of just style in general. So to be able to have that style, that says, hey, nobody can really take that away, because it's like, the only thing I have to do is just, follow through with the actual plan. That's it. So, which brings me to the actual, the moment at hand, whereas, the manufacturers now, we went from, again, having a particular minimum quantity, which 7 shoes wasn't a lot of shoes, but it's a significant amount, and at the price point, it was like $200 per shoe times 7. You have to have $1,400 in escrow to actual put shoes in production. But once you put those shoes in production, you had the option to do one-offs at that point. So that was early in the game for the first year to two to three years. And then they offered the opportunity to upgrade, you know, which you paid a certain amount of money into the, you know, platform, and you were able to, you know, have different styles of different fabric materials and sources. So, you know, they introduced the camouflage sole, which I was one of the main initiators in developing that into mine. So camouflage, when I did the Concrete Jungle about 5 years ago, you know, until the shoe was initially in the United States, I was one of the first designers to really like, look, this is how I'm rolling. I'm rolling like this. Earth tones, a shoe, concrete, oh, it's perfect. The ethos is all perfect. The aesthetic, I can just run with it. So they started developing about 2-3 years after, you know, the platform launched. They started developing the access of doing one-offs, which now it goes from instead of having 7 shoes at $200, now you have one pair, you can get one pair made for at the most $249 to $299, which meant you bought the shoe outright from them for $300, and then you had to figure out a way to sell. So they gave you $10 to $40 off of that $300, which meant the two is $260 for them, and then you get $40. So you don't have to do anything about the shoe, but you help design the shoe. They gave you a silhouette, you designed the colorways, they, you know, you can change little aspects of it, but at the most part, it was a foundation that was given to you, sort of like every shoe deal. I mean, when Kanye was working with Nike until he developed the Yeezy, you know, there hadn't been any designers that really, like, there wasn't athletes that came up there and said, hey, you weren't working for Nike. Tinker Hatfield worked for Nike, so he just developed shoes. But if Tinker was to go to his own manufacturer, he can have his own shoe. But I mean, if he's working with Nike, why would he have to do that? You just get everything done to Nike. That's how most people would roll. And so me, when I saw the opportunity to be able to do that, I was like, okay, let me, you know, develop. So I developed a lot of different shoes, but what I didn't do was I didn't put all the money in to upgrade on the opportunity until later after the fact, which if I would have developed all of the shoes when I had the access to it, I would have had more shoes in escrow, because right now I have 20 to 25 designs in escrow, to where it's like if I wanted to drop one shoe every year for the next 25 years, I could, you know, but I, you know, I have different designs to where it's just like now when they're doing the one-offs, it gives me an opportunity to say, okay, I can develop this shoe, okay, I can go and develop this shoe, and it makes it look like I'm doing 4 or 5 things when in all actuality it's, you know, the same shoe, but I'm reissuing it in a different light. So now, 5 years afterwards, they're back to doing the one-offs, but now you have the access to option to upgrade. So instead of selling 7 shoes, you know, because I've been a long time designer within the manufacturer, they're like, look, hey, you know, you pay for the upgrade, you can bypass all that, which I've always been a proponent for, because again, selling one shoe, even at a high price point, hey, maybe I'm not getting the customers that I need to get at a higher price point because I'm not charging what those people would pay. Because at the end of the day, people feel like if they're charging $200 and if it's worth $200, they're gonna pay $200. They'll give you $250. Even if you say $200, they'll say, okay, I'm gonna give you $250. So, you know, they hit me with that news, and you know, because again, they really, I think, had a great relationship, and they really wanted, you know, us to continue to work with them, and I have no reason to not want to really just, you know, go hard for the situation, because again, you know, diversifying my product portfolio was one of the things that initially announced that I always wanted to stay up to date. And so I moved from t-shirts, you know, to doing, you know, coats, and then, you know, to doing outerwear, developed some book bags over this past year, and so, you know, next year we're going to do our cut and sew line, which when we really develop our console line, we'll start having denim. So we're looking to do the custom one-off denim thing, to where it's just like, come to us, you put in your orders, get measured, we're gonna make, you know, your denim. So we're looking to do raw selvage Japanese denim jeans. And once we do that, we've basically completed what initially I started out to do, which was, you know, develop a product for the entire body, from head to toe. You know, you're drifting me, go from that. If you need a hat, if you need glasses, if you need a t-shirt, if you need a jacket, if you need, you know, some slacks, if you need shoes, you know, to accessories, you know, we have that covered. And so with our suppliers and the manufacturers that we work with, you know, we're able to bring that to life. You know, I think 2019-2020 is official. You know, at this point it's on us and just, you know, following through with the actual plan, going to these shows and doing our own shows. So we've linked up with a company called Vetz, V-E-Z-T. We downloaded their apps. We were introduced to them through Nipsey Hussle. He was initially supposed to work with them. And Victory Lap again was supposed to also they were supposed to be a part of the rollout of the Victory Lap album. And it's a company where you're able to, I like to say, it's a stock market for artists, and to be able to put their music and fans can invest and receive royalties off of the songs that they love, they listen to every day, and gives artists another revenue stream to be able, and another way to connect with their fans. So, you know, I purchased a couple of songs. Couple of artists that, you know, I'm gonna listen to every day. You know, I listen to you, I'm on YouTube, I'm on Vivo, you know, I downloaded Spotify, you know, so I'm streaming, so I understand the metrics behind it. And I was like, well, if I could spend a little bit of money here and get that little bit of money I spent and maybe make a little bit of a dividend, you know, on, you know, just music, then why not? Because, you know, fashion, you know, hip-hop, R&B, just music, entertainment is all interrelatable, so all of this stuff goes together. So, you know, there's designers that want to be rappers, and there's rappers that want to be designers. You know, the NFL players want to be basketball players, and basketball players want to be NFL players. So, you know, it's one of those things, whereas now we're moving forward and, you know, doing, putting the portfolio together, but the musical catalog or portfolio that I've invested in, you know, my overall thing, whether I make money in it or not, money off of the songs or not, I'm able to utilize the songs within my advertisements, marketing, whether it's my fashion shows. I'm able to really, I'm licensed to be able to utilize the music, which to me is a great thing, because, you know, for my shows, you know, I'm really working, I'm developing some concepts, I'm going to work with some people, I'm going to pull some people aboard, and I want to give people the, you know, all of the particular thoughts, you know what I'm saying, full scale, you know, that's going on within my cerebral cortex, you know, like, I want to give everybody exactly what's, you know, what I hear, what I see. So, you know, if I'm able to work with the artist that, you know, I listen to, and it's just like, oh, I don't have to cut the red tape. Like Instagram, I got a trip on my advertisement, a picture that I posted up just with some Nip Hustle music or Beyonce or something like that. Like, I have the actual certificate to say, look, I can utilize this song. So whether I make money off of royalties or not, that's how I'm, you know, working with this company and partnering with them. Spend a little money now to see how it goes. And, you know, hey, if I flip my dollars, then, you know, I'll spend more. That's how it goes. But it's a pretty good company. You know, I believe in what they're doing. They've believed in it, you know. You know, I go to their platform every day, you know, check out, see what they got on there. I got a couple of songs, Maroon 5, on my playlist. I got a beautiful up-and-coming artist. A lot of people know Danny Lay. Who else? I got Beyonce. I've been known off the documentary. I missed out on Jay-Z. So, you know, producers putting a lot of their catalogs up there and a lot of their songs up there. So I'm looking, you know, for a Dr. Dre song. I'm looking for Kanye to put some of his music on there. Kind of, well, they did have Devil in a Blue Dress by Kanye on there. Bing produced that. So Bing is a producer that put some of his stuff on there. Who else is that? Producers on there. Chuck English, you know, I invested in some cool kids. Put in the bowl off the Shy soundtrack. I had to do that. You know, I'm from Chicago. For all the people that don't know, Wild Honey Southside, 103rd, 106, 107. Yeah, from there, Roseland, baby. But definitely investing in some of the cool kids. So it's a pretty good platform. So we're working with them to help develop and curate our fashion show list. So when we do throw our fashion show, or when we do throw our official tissue advertisements, you'll be able to see a new level of artistry and creativity coming from Diego, which, you know, we're always looking to get better, always looking to really round this into shape, because the ideal and the foundation is solid. I look at it, we've been up here talking for about 30 minutes. Is that the time ticker? So what else? So yeah, we're real excited about the shoes coming out. The OG Prep Stars are gonna be, basketball season's kicking off, football season's gonna kick off. So, you know, look out for those. We have definitely some new products. We had sweaters coming. I'm definitely gonna introduce more console aspects. We're gonna be working with Twill a lot. So you're gonna be seeing a lot of embellishments on our shirts, patchwork. Developing patchwork ideas, glow in the dark, reflective 3M, a lot of different materials that we're going to utilize, e-transfer materials that we're going to utilize in this particular collection. And we're really going to develop our first real collection. It's going to be something that's more cohesive versus just something like, we're going to just, because we've been doing more so pop-up brands. We've been working with a lot of brands doing their curating their merch and doing more so pop-up. I'll do this line of items, all right. I work with a group of artists called TCO, which is the Chosen Ones, and I developed some of their merch about 2 summers ago. Went well. Everything we've developed with every collaborative we've always done was always sold out. So when we've done our Miego USA, which is our printing aspect of the Miego under the Miego auspice, Miego USA, you know, we have the equipment and we have the resources and suppliers to be able to develop merchandise, whether on a small or a large scale, for artists or for corporation organizations. So if you need one item to 1,000 items, we can develop that. We have the access. And a lot of people don't know how powerful that is, you know, but of course that comes with money. Most people come to us with budgets and they're like, man, I got $5, I want to do 10 t-shirts. And, you know, whether, depending on how it is, depending on the look, you know, we work with a lot of different up-and-coming developing artists. And if you looked at some of the merch that we've done with them, it's, some of it is fit within the ethos and some of it has been very, you know, outside of it, and it helped them introduce new products that they would like, you know. Oh shit, I didn't know this was going to sell. And so, I push whenever I do creative design for different organizations, artists, or corporations. I push, hey, let's do this. And they'd be like, no. And then I'm like, all right, let's do this. And they'd be like, okay. And then that works. No matter what we've done with organizations or artists, it's worked. I mean, it's sold out. I mean, I've done it for, whether it's, you know, different, just small organizations. We've done jackets. And I think they would want to do jackets. And they were like, oh, yeah, let's do jackets. And we did jackets. And it worked. I did hoodies, you know, for a company called Northside Get the Money. NSGT. We did, and those like sold out. I mean, it was like the whole neighborhood of just people just brought up. I mean, we sent like 60 or 70 t-shirts. They were like putting in orders for like, I need 40 t-shirts, 40 hats. And so those sold out. We worked with TCO. We did, you know, a lot of, I brought 60 hats and we sold all 60 to them. I was going to debut some hats from my own collection. They brought them out. So I curated those from those with some suede. Way dad caps sold out. Like, you know, then we curated some t-shirts for them, which with their logo, but the only thing we did was we gave them some different materials in terms of e-transfer, and those were a hit success. We did work with DJ Earn Money, an EDM, a trap EDM DJ, well, say hip-hop, trap, and EDM DJ, and we developed some his first patchwork for his Death by Design logo. So, you know, we did the series one of his particular hats, which was some, you know, featured biker hats, kind of. So then we did the patchworks for those, digital embroidered iron-on patchworks for those, and then we also did, you know, the inside labels for his t-shirt. We did some sports apparel, and also we're looking to do some sports apparel with the high school, so we have an official contract to do some sports apparel for high school in our community, which is big in a sense that, you know, we have the access to do it. And we linked up with a coach, and he finally was like, yeah, you know, so it's official. So we're going to be doing some merchandise for them. So it's just, for us, it's every organization that we work with, it's underneath the auspice of Miego USA, but it may be just a printing job, but you can see the quality in which we work, or just the creative, touch that, you know, or direction, excuse me, I say creative touch, but the creative direction that we've, you know, given our clients. And so now we're just kind of pulling back on that and really, really fully developing our brand Miego, or Miego by John Christopher, or whatever the cut and sew line that we're developing. We're really just taking all those ideas and saying, okay, instead of pitching ideas, we just know, hey, I want to do this, I'm going to do it. So, you know, all of the products that I have now, you know, we've been having those products. I've had those products just sitting at the crib, and like, okay, well, rather than pitching those to a client, I'm just going to take those products and I'm going to print on myself. Get $5 from them, fuck it. Get $20 from them, fuck it. But we're going to take that money and we're going to flip it. So we're going to purchase new equipment that we're looking to purchase. And, you know, because we're working on our festival and our pop-up shop. Our traveling, our mobile pop-up shop equipment, so we're purchasing new stuff for that. Yeah, we're also, you know, what else are you going to see? You're also going to see more workshops. So we're looking to definitely do a lot of more workshops. Some of our customers, so a lot of live demonstrations as well, so, you know, people can actually, you know, learn, you know, on the go, or learn while they're at home, you know. So our YouTube channel, you know, we're gonna put a lot of video up there with the do-it-yourself, whether it's the t-shirts, the, you know, the sweaters, or even some tutorials on you know, the cut and sew aspect. We're gonna do those. We also debuted a couple of months ago a do-it-yourself t-shirt kit, which we're still in the beginning stages of formulating that and hopefully getting some, you know, major distribution, or distributing that on our platform, MiegoUSA.com. And if a lot of you haven't been to the website, once again, that's MiegoUSA.com, MiegoUSA.com. Fortunate to have that up since April, so April, May, June, July, August, so it's been up for 5 months consistently. So for me, I've had websites up consistently, and sometimes, you know, it's, they're up, and, you know, with our sale or not, it's like, okay, I won't have a website up. But this website, it, you know, we listen to a lot of people, it's like, look, it's good you have a website up, but it's not as old, because our permanent website, it worked in terms of, we're able to put as many products up as we want. They had the back end service. I was able to control it, and, you know, and we're still doing that in house in regards to this company that we're working with. But we've updated it to where it's like it's a mobile website. That means, you know, it's active, mobile active, and, you know, the development behind limited. It's not as vast, but it's not as limited as before. So, you know, it's a give and take. And it's been up for like the last 5 months. We've just upgraded, so we're able to see the traffic that's coming through here. And it's a pretty good traffic. But I like the fact that it's just been up consistently. So we can update products on there, which we will do. But I think what we have up there in terms of reputation, that people see the shoes, that's really what we're really rocking with this year for the foreseeable future. And then to have other products that'll be able to coincide with the shoes, whether it's, you know, our staple product, which is always going to be t-shirts. You're always going to see a healthy array of t-shirts within the brand. And we have some jerseys that we're definitely going to, some Major League Baseball approved jerseys. We also have some NFL licensed jerseys. NHL, excuse me, not NFL, but if we get NFL too, you know, we'll definitely let you guys know. You have access to, you know, this event and that event. The invite is kind of like baffling to me. It's just like, well, you know, here we go, and I have, you know, this access. I've had it for this amount of time, and they didn't have it then. And now we're here. So, you know, now it's about really just showing people, letting people see exactly why I feel that way. And, you know, I let them see. Result of this hard work. So if you see 5 years, well, you know, in 2020, if you see this year, this is 5 years. This is what I've always had from these designs, and I haven't even hit you with the newer designs. You know, these are just designs that we're just dusting off. It's probably been on Instagram. We scrubbed off of Instagram, and we're going to reissue them because, not because it didn't get the proper it didn't get the proper exposure at the time. So, you know, just like a lot of different artists, they reissue some, you know, the things, and some of those things are more received than the work that made them famous. So other people who see my t-shirts, that might be like, oh yeah, we know him for being a just t-shirt dude. We didn't know he did. We know he was actually a full-fledged designer. We didn't know he could construct the garment. We didn't know he had his shoes. We didn't know that. You know, I have a lot of people that say that I don't mad because they're like, oh yeah, we just thought you did t-shirts, we just thought you printed, so we had you come to do our family reunion shirts. And we didn't realize our family reunion shirts were totally different than any other people's family reunion shirts. Or, you know, you gave us certain aspects, or gave us a product that we didn't think would sell. Like when I worked with TCO, when we did the hats, I mean, I just had the hats laying around. I was like, yo, let's do some hats. Everybody like hats, women love hats. And if you're doing merch, I mean, you can always sell hats for $10. If I got them for $5, you can sell them at $10. I mean, I'm getting a $5 profit, why not? And, you know, they pretty much sold out soon. I mean, they were shipping them all over the country. And I always tell people when they come to me, like, oh yeah, I want to develop my own brand. And they're like, and I don't, you know, they're really hesitant. And I'm like, man, you could literally be selling something tomorrow and be fucking with me. You know, but are you ready to ship? Are you ready to somebody and say, I agree, you know, you're going to have to take 10 hats to the UPS and pay $7 per hat to ship. Are you ready for that? Because, you know, essentially that's what it's going to be. Because, you know, there's no, now there are opportunities to create like that. Like, if you want to do fashion, you can jump right in. There's no barriers of entry. It's very low barriers of entry to where it was before. before, you had to have manufacturers. You had to have at least spend at least $500 to get 20 shirts made. Now you can make one shirt, you know, for less than $10. And that particular ethos is what I built my brand on. Full customization, full on customization. And, you know, now we're customizing every product that we make, every product that we develop, we're full on customizing. From the shoes to the t-shirts to the pants to the hats to the shirts. You know, so to be able to give that to the customer is one of the things that we're looking to do, looking to build our brand off of. So hopefully this is, you know, been a little enlightening to those that about what was going on, what we were doing. And if you want to have more information, you can always go to diegousayego.com to learn more information, to stay up to date, join our mailing list, also to contact us, or even just to shop, you know, for new products. We're trying to get to where we're updating the website daily, but it's going to take us a minute. You can also book appointments if you'd like to sit down and meet with us, because we're always looking to sit down and work with different brands, even though we've told ourselves we're stepping back from that. But if there's some people out there that really want, you know, to work with us, and what we feel like is worth it, what we feel like it'll be a good look for us to work with them, and for them to align themselves with us, we'll do that. But we're not seeking an opportunity the way we were in the past, because other things that we have on our plate now, to where it's just like we can just focus on building up our brand. So it has to be worth it for us to collaborate with artists at this point. But you can always stay up to date with us at myegousa.com, or even on Twitter at Alter Ego. That's my personal one. But also on Instagram at myegousa.com and on Facebook. Yeah, I guess that's all of our spiel on the updates on what's going on. I don't think I left out anything. So stay up to date with us on that. So this was basically like a reintroduction podcast into what we're doing, more so like than I've been doing on a day off. And we'll be hitting you with more and more content. More stylized content, more and more directed content in the near future, curated. We want to say directed, more curated content in the near future, in regards to podcasts, and also in regards to what we have going on, because we definitely are looking to end this year way we started it, and also to usher in 2020 with a lot of optimism, because we believe that this will be the cornerstone for which everything, all these all previous years were made for. So yeah, once again, this is Jarvis. We're signing off from Chicago. Podcasts, on Google Pods, and all other retailers as well. We can also shoot you a direct link. Just sign up at myegousa.com or mailing list, and we'll shoot you a direct link to our podcast, you know, so you can download it on and stay up to date on, you know, again, what we got going on and all the topics that we'll be speaking about. So, once again, signing out. Everybody have a good day.